Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral, and a word of welcome also to our families and friends who are watching and following us through television, the internet, or radio. Today we gather as God's holy people on this fifth Sunday of the Easter season. Jesus in today's gospel remind us, by this sign all will know that we are Christ's disciples, that we love one another. We ask the Lord to increase our charity for him and for each other, and for our lack of love, we ask the Lord now to forgive us. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do. Through my fault, through my most grievous fault, Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty ever-living God, constantly accomplish the Paschal mystery within us, that those you will please to make new in holy baptism may under your protective care bear much fruit and come to the joys of life eternal. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. After Paul and Barnabas had proclaimed the good news to that city and made a considerable number of disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch. They strengthened the spirits of the disciples and exhorted them to preserve the faith, saying, "It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." They appointed elders for them in each church and with prayer and fasting commended them to the Lord in whom they had put their faith. Then they traveled through Pisidia and reached Pamphylia. After proclaiming the word at Perga, they went down to Attalia. From there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work they had now accomplished. And when they arrived, they called the church together and reported what God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. The word of the Lord.
Your name forever, my King and my God. I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. The Lord is kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in mercy. How good is the Lord to all, compassionate to all his creatures. I will praise your name forever, my King and all your works shall thank you, O Lord, and all your faithful ones bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your mighty deeds. I will praise your name forever, to make known your might to the children of men and the glorious splendor of your reign. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule endures for all generations. I will praise you, name forever, my King and my God.
A reading from the book of Revelation. Then I, John, saw a new heaven and a new earth. The former heaven and the former earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. I also saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, God's dwelling is with the human race. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. and God himself will always be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain, for the old order has passed away. The one who sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Judas had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment, love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Catholics in religious education, we were taught that we were created by God out of love in his image. And as we live, we were tempted by the devil and we sin and we gone astray. And in order to save us, God the Father sent us Jesus, his Son, to come to call us back to himself. And we have that at Christmas, where Jesus became one of us. And then he lived with us for 33 years during that time. The last 3 years he went about and preached the kingdom of God and for conversion to come back to the Lord. And with the ultimate act of love, he died on that cross to save us from our sin and then only to rise again for our salvation. And so with the resurrection, until the ascension, which is 40 days in between, we are in that period right now. And in about a week or so, Jesus will be ascending to heaven. And so before he leaves, like any good parents, he wanted to give us something to live by. much more like a parents when they, before they leave on a long trip with the children, remain at home. Parents would of course call the children together and said, now remember, when we leave, we want you to be kind to each other, love each other, help each other, and if you do it well, when we return, we have gifts for you. So in a way, Jesus said that to the apostles, this is how all will know that you are my disciples, that you love one another. That is the hallmark, that is the sign of a Catholic, that we love. We love God and we love each other. That's the two commandments that God gave to us as well. As people here, we can read sign very well. We don't live here around the cathedral. There's a very different parish where we don't have neighbors. So we have people driving 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes away from home to come here each week. And so we have to, in order to get here, we have to go through a lot of streets and highways and roads, and they have signs, like a yield sign, that means we have to yield to the oncoming traffic, or a stop sign, meaning that a complete stop, do not roll through it, which I did one time, but that's another story. And then, of course, we have red lights, and we have to obey that. If we obey all those signs, all those rules to the T, then we not only will be arriving here safely, but also we guarantee the safety of all the people as well. But what if when a sign is missing? When we drive through a familiar road and we know there's a stop sign, and all of a sudden, overnight, some teenagers go out and, you know, kind of steal the signs, and we get confused. Physical sign as well. I still remember before the day of GPS, you know, with Siri telling you what to do. I called my aunt in California. I was visiting, and I said, now I'd like to come by to your home to visit you. And I remembered the street names, but I couldn't remember the address, the number of the house. But being elderly, she couldn't remember the number of the house either. I said, well, don't worry, you can't miss my house. We're the only house that had 3 palm trees in front. I said, okay, 3 palm trees. I said, no other house has 3 palm trees. And nope, they have 1 or 2, but nobody has 3. So that's good. So armed with that information, I drove, and I got to the street named Flores. And I went, and I looked and looked and looked. I couldn't find a house with 3 palm trees. There are 2 or 1. So I finally called her again. Auntie, you told me you had 3 palm trees, right? Are you sure? She said, yeah, we used to have 3 palm trees, but last Christmas it got cold and one of them died. Well, that didn't help a lot. So I said, I'll tell you what, why don't you go out to the front, you stand in front, you wave, and see, I will see you, and then I'll stop by. And she did that, so I found her. But you see, when a sign is missing, it's very difficult to be able to arrive at our destination. Another story about a farmer who planted a tree, a fruit trees in the forest, hoping it will grow up to provide fruits for the animals that roam under the tree. And the farmer took off. Years later, he returned and he saw the fruit trees, big and tall and strong, because in the forest they have to compete each other about for sunlight and for rainwater. And so in order to survive, this fruit trees has to compete against the oaks and the elms. And so he grew really tall and strong. So when the farmer came, he looked at him and said, oh my, how big you have grown. And the tree said, aren't you proud of me? Look at me, I'm right up here hobnob with all the big trees. And the farmer looked at him and said, are you all right? You are very strong and powerful. Look at all your branches. And then the tree said, but I do have a few imperfections. I have some knots on my branches and a little a dent in here. And the farmer said, that's no difference. That makes no difference to me at all. However, I'm a little bit disappointed. And the fruit tree said, what do you mean? You're not proud of what I have become? And the farmer said, when I planted you, you're supposed to be a fruit tree. I don't see fruits. You have lost your identity. You lost your purpose. In trying to survive, competing with other trees, you forgot your purpose of why I planted you. In the same way, when Jesus said that by this sign, all will know that you're my disciples, that you love one another, as Christians, as Catholics, our only sign, our only goal in life is to love. But as we live out there in the world, we're competing against the world. First of all, in school, we have to be the top in school among our peers. Then we go to work, we want to do the best that we can do in the company, climb that ladder. And then we, of course, fall in love. We have families so busy that we forgot all about God and the command to love. We concentrate only on ourselves and our little close-knit families. We forget our purpose. We forget our goal. And that is, by this sign, all will know that you are my disciples, that you love one another. For Christians, love is like for a human to breathe. If we stop breathing, we died. For a Catholic, if we don't love, we died. Simply as that. And so Jesus reminds us, in between times here, we're waiting here until we go back to God. And Jesus reminds us that we are to love one another. By now, I am sure you have heard of the news. Last week, the bishop sent out a letter with all the moves, all the changes in the parish with the priest in the parish. There are about 10 parishes that will have priest change. And my name was on it. And so I will be transferred to St. Andrew-by-the-Sea beginning of July. So I have until the end of June to be here with you. But I'd like to focus on what you have done for me. As I mentioned, the cathedral is a very different parish. We do not have neighborhoods. You come from all over because you like the parish, you love the parish. And from here, I have learned from you how to love and how to serve each other. We don't have 30 or 40 different ministries in the parish because we have very few people. But what we have, you give your life, yourself to it. Take, for example, just in the Mass, the ushers. We know all the parishes have visible ushers like we do, and they're at it for the last 30, 40 years, if not longer. They're not only serving the Mass here on Sunday, but also at all the diocesan functions, from ordination to graduations to confirmations, anything that have shun in it, they're there. They're very good at it. We also have EMs who not only serve here in this church, but after Mass, you see them, you won't see them at all. They'll be in the back taking communions, take it to the nursing home, those who are shut in, watching the televised Mass, and they receive communion afterward because of their dedication. We have the lectures also here, they're reading at Mass every Sunday. Have to drive a long way to get here for Mass, but they're here. And especially the altar servers. We never have to go without altar servers. I've been at the big church, and sometimes I have to run around and find an old man to serve Mass for me. Here, I never have to do that. We always have four or five of the bishops here. We have seven or eight even. They're always very good. We have the nice Columbus. If you are a young man, you haven't joined them, you might want to. They're very small, but the last 2 years, they received the award for being the most active council in the whole diocese. And they do a lot of things. They keep the whole parish now mowed, and the tree are trimmed, the flowers are all watered. And also, about a year and a half ago, when Harvey hit here, I took them down to the Schoenstatt in Lamar. And I said, now these sisters, they're by themselves, they're all ladies, and they can't do physical things with all the trees falling around them. We need to help them. And I thought we might just kind of help them for maybe a month or two. A year and a half later, they still go down there once a month to help out those poor nuns. I'm very impressed with them. I'm very touched by them. We have the Catholic daughters who are, of course, taking care of graduates. They have all these, what you call the scholarship. Not much, but just a little to show appreciation. They also form, they have the reflections during Lenten and Advent season. And so all these things and many other smaller group that are doing a lot of good things here, and I was very impressed by it because you have truly shown me how to love and how to extend that love to each other. And for that, I'm very grateful. As Christ reminded us, by this sign, all will know that you are my disciples, that you love one another. And I'd like to ask you for one last act of love, is that you continue to pray for me as I will do for you. Let us now stand and pray. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life of the world. Amen. Jesus taught us that as he has loved us, so we must love one another. Therefore, we turn to God now out of love for our brothers and sisters.
For the church, that we may be a sign of God's love for us by the love we show to each other and the service we provide for our neighbors, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
that missionaries around the world may be fruitful in their labors as they preach the good news to all God's people, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are graduating from school this spring, as they reflect on all they have learned and look ahead to new challenges, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For growth in unity among all who confess Christ as risen Lord and Savior, we pray to the Lord. That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones, we pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Delia Farias, Ruben Moreno, Natividad and Romana Noyola, and for all living and deceased members of the McCabe and Villarreal family tree, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
now, my friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. Lord God of mercy, out of love for the human race, you sent your Son to sacrifice himself for us. Help us to love one another as you have loved us, and grant these prayers, for we ask them through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Christ once was saved, and thus his great decree.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. O God, who by the wonderful exchange effected in this sacrifice have made us partakers of the one supreme Godhead, grant, we pray, that as we have come to know your truth, we may make it ours by a worthy way of life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. He never ceases to offer himself for us, but defends us and ever pleads our cause before you. He is the sacrificial victim who dies no more, the Lamb once slain who lives forever. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with angelic hosts sing together in a hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Thank you.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have been created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace be with you. Thank you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. By the body and blood of Lord Jesus Christ, we take our sin.
Oh, Lord,
Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.